Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on indirect prompt injection, the attack where your carefully secured LLM gets owned by a web page you didn't even know it was reading. This is the attack that turns your RAG pipeline into a remote code execution vector and your helpful AI assistant into an insider threat. Let's break it. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Indirect prompt injection emerged as a distinct attack class in February 2023 when Gershake et al. Published their seminal paper Not What You've Signed Up For, Compromising Real-World LLM Integrated Applications with Indirect Prompt Injection. The attack was simultaneously and independently documented by security researcher Johan Reberger, who demonstrated practical exploits against Bing Chat. The fundamental vulnerability stems from a catastrophic architectural flaw. LLMs cannot distinguish between instructions from trusted operators and data from untrusted sources. When an LLM-powered agent retrieves external content, web pages, emails, documents, that content enters the same context window as system prompts. There's no privilege separation. Root cause number one, flat context architecture, everything in the context window has equal authority. The model processes summarize this web page and the web page's hidden instruction ignore previous instructions in the same semantic space. Root cause number two, instruction following as a feature, models are trained via RLHF to follow instructions helpfully. This training doesn't teach them to verify instruction provenance. Root cause number three, RAG and tool use expansion, modern agentic systems actively fetch external data, dramatically expanding the attack surface beyond direct user input. Here's my take on this. The model can't tell your system prompt from an attacker's hidden instruction in a web page. There's no ring zero in transformer architecture, it's all ring three. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Indirect prompt injection has moved well beyond theoretical, here are documented real-world cases. Bing Chat data exfiltration, March 2023, Johan Reberger demonstrated that malicious instructions embedded in web pages could cause Bing Chat to exfiltrate conversation history via markdown image rendering. Microsoft acknowledged and partially mitigated. ChatGPT plugin exploitation, May 2023, researcher Nugli demonstrated chaining indirect injection through the web browsing plugin to exfiltrate data and execute unauthorized actions across plugin boundaries. Google Bard email injection, September 2023, Reberger demonstrated that Google Bard's Gmail integration could be hijacked via malicious email content, causing the assistant to leak sensitive email data to attacker-controlled endpoints. Copilot for Microsoft 365, January 2024, researchers at Protect AI documented how malicious content in SharePoint documents could hijack Copilot responses, demonstrating enterprise-scale exposure. OWASP formally recognized this as LLM-01, prompt injection in the 2023 Top 10 for LLM applications, with indirect injection as the primary enterprise concern. Here's my take on this. The Copilot for M365 case is the one that should terrify enterprise architects. Your internal SharePoint is now an attack vector against every employee using AI assistance. Realistic attack walkthrough. This playbook assumes you're conducting an authorized assessment of an LLM-integrated application that retrieves external content, web browsing, RAG, document processing. Phase 1, reconnaissance. Identify how the target LLM ingests external data. Document upload functionality. URL summarization features. RAG pipelines pulling from external sources. Email/calendar integrations. Map the output channels. Can the LLM render markdown? Call APIs? Execute tools? Phase 2, payload development. Craft injection payloads designed to survive pre-processing. Start with visible payloads for testing, then move to obfuscated versions. Phase 3, delivery. Deploy the payload where the target LLM will retrieve it. Phase 4, trigger and verify. Here's my take on this. Always test with visible payloads first. If injection underscore successful, appears in output, you've proven the vulnerability. then escalate to stealth payloads for impact demonstration. Defense playbook. Defense requires layered controls, no single mechanism is sufficient. Detection. Log all external content retrieval with source URLs and content hashes. Implement output monitoring for system prompt fragments, unexpected instruction patterns, or known injection markers. Alert on behavioral anomalies, model outputs containing URLs, base 64 strings, or requests for sensitive data classes. Prevention. OWASP LLM-01 and MITRE ATLAS AML. T0051 both mandate input sanitization and privilege separation. Architectural isolation. Process untrusted content with a separate, sandboxed LLM instance with no tool access. Output filtering. Block responses containing PII patterns, system prompt fragments, or markdown image/link syntax pointing to external domains. Capability minimization. Reduce tool permissions. If the agent doesn't need to send emails, don't give it the capability. Validation. Run the attack playbook above against your defenses quarterly. Use Garrick for automated injection testing. Map results to NIST AI RMF Map 1.5 for risk documentation. Here's my take on this. Your single highest priority action: implement hard output filtering that blocks any response containing markdown images or links to non-allow listed domains. This kills most exfiltration chains immediately. Top 3 vendors for protection. LakeRisGuard. LakeRisGuard product provides real-time prompt injection detection via API middleware. Their detection engine uses a fine-tuned classifier trained specifically on injection patterns, achieving sub-100 millisecond latency. Deploys as an API gateway or SDK integration, ideal for cloud-native architectures. Limitation: detection-focused, doesn't provide architectural remediation guidance or handle novel obfuscation techniques without retraining. Protect AI Rebuff. Rebuff takes a multi-layered approach: heuristic analysis, LLM-based detection, and canary token injection for detecting successful attacks post hoc. Open source core with enterprise features. Works well in RAG pipelines where you control document ingestion. Limitation: canary tokens only detect successful injections, they don't prevent them. Requires pipeline integration. Microsoft Azure AI Content Safety. For Azure native deployments, Content Safety provides prompt shield capabilities detecting both direct and indirect injection attempts. Integrates natively with Azure OpenAI Service. Best for organizations already on Azure Stack. Limitation: Azure only, detection rates on sophisticated obfuscation remain unverified in independent testing. Here's my take on this. LakeRa is the most mature for pure detection. But honestly, all these vendors are still playing catch-up to attacker creativity. Defense in depth with architectural controls remains your primary safeguard. Vendor solutions are a layer, not a solution. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. LLMs cannot distinguish trusted instructions from attacker-controlled content in the same context window. This is the fundamental architectural flaw enabling indirect injection. Takeaway 2. The Microsoft Copilot for M365 demonstrations proved enterprise document stores are now attack vectors against every AI-assisted employee. Takeaway 3. Always test with visible injection markers first, injection underscore successful, before escalating to obfuscated payloads. Confirm the vulnerability exists before demonstrating impact. Takeaway 4. Implement hard output filtering blocking markdown images/links to non-allow listed domains. This single control eliminates most data exfiltration chains. Takeaway 5. Use LakeRisGuard for real-time detection as a layer, but understand vendor solutions supplement, not replace, architectural controls like privilege separation and capability minimization. That's indirect prompt injection, not a bug, a fundamental architectural consequence of how we've built these systems. Your LLM doesn't know friend from foe in that context window, and until we solve that problem at the model layer, defense in depth is your only option. Test your systems, implement the controls we discussed, and remember, every external data source is hostile until proven otherwise. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com, that's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.